Valerie Julian has never had a bank account.
They just tell me I need it. I tell them I don't. I manage without it.
Julian uses cash or money orders to pay the rent on her Dutchtown home, for food and clothes for her kids, or for the cable bill that's allowing her 3-year-old daughter to watch cartoons while we talk.
I watch my sister and them go through it, so that's why I don't do it. Like, they got their bills direct deposit and all that. Say, for instance, they check and then come through. They still take the money, so when they do come through, they don't have the money to pay nothing. Buy groceries, do nothing.
Until April, the story was much different for Chantel Norman. She was using a Bank of America account to pay her bills until the fees got to her.
It was a fairly easy bank to bank with, but they had so many fees and hidden fees that they didn't tell you about. And because it was so little in my account, they closed it.
Julian and Norman are what the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation call unbanked. That means they live in households that don't have a checking or savings account with an institution insured by the FDIC. A 2006 law requires the agency to collect data on the unbanked population every 2 years. The release of the first survey 5 years ago prompted the formation of the St. Louis Unbanked Regional Task Force. The partnership of 30 banks and 140 nonprofits has one goal.
Get people to use mainstream financial products and services.
Jacqueline Hutchinson is the vice president of operations at the People's Community Action Corporation and a task force co-chair.
The bigger goal is to bring some sense of economic stability. The average person that uses fringe services spends $1,200 a year paying for money orders, check cashing. That $1,200 could be a savings toward buying a house or buying a car.
The task force wants to get 20,000 unbanked households in St. Louis set up with a checking or savings account by the second quarter of 2015. So far, they're at about 7,000. It's tough, Hutchinson admits. She says the experiences of Chantel Norman and Valerie Julian illustrate why.
One of the things that we found out very early was that many people who were unbanked had bad experiences with banks and therefore had a distrust of the bank.
That's where the nonprofits come in. The theory is that an agency that's known in the community can ease nerves by letting clients know a bank can be trusted. There are other, less voluntary ways to boost the banked population as well. Last year, City Treasurer Tisara Jones moved her 7,000 employees to mandatory direct deposit for their paychecks. 800 people opened bank accounts as a result. Many federal benefits are also now provided only through direct deposit, though there are some hardship exemptions. But sometimes, says St. Louis University finance professor Michael Alderson, it can be a rational decision to stay unbanked.
The unbanked largely are individuals without a lot of assets, which means they don't have a need for the primary service of the bank, which is to protect their cash. So it isn't clear that it's uniformly a problem for an individual to not have a relationship with a bank.
Valerie Julian is among those who don't see a problem with being unbanked. She says there's nothing a bank can offer her that she can't get from cashing a check. But plenty of others, like Chantel Norman, the former Bank of America customer, want the security a bank account can provide. She's looking for a second chance, though maybe with a different company. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.